did you, kind of work did you do? I don't know much about chopping cotton.
That's all you did, chop and pick. Mm-hmm.
And then you chopped and picked. Now, was chopping getting the weeds out?
Chopping, get that there. They are thin cotton, not the 1 or 2 stalks.
Oh,
back then, those days, you get all the weed and all the grass off of the row. Of course, they scrape cotton with a block scraper, as they call it, and they scrape it, you know. Left the cotton on the point like that. It was easy to chop.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what kinds of weeds did they have to?
Oh, well, now, come to that, there's different kinds of weeds, so many different kinds. I wouldn't know the name of them. All I know, they were just weeds.
But you could tell which ones
were
the
weeds. Oh, yeah,
you
could tell the weeds from the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
We just cut out everything, leave nothing but the cotton standing up there.
Mm-hmm. Everything else you could
uh-huh.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what kinds of fences would people have? Like, in their yards, what kind of fence would they have?
Oh, most people have no fence around their yards. It's just open.
Mm-hmm.
It's open.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did have a fence, it'd be well fence. Along with my mother, they'd be have railing fences. I didn't ever known to build no railing mm-hmm. fences, but I see them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. I see them because they had never rotted all down.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
In my days coming up, but they were built back in her days.
Mm-hmm.
The railing fence was made out of logs, a pole or something, mm-hmm. where, you know, like you see our log cabinets, mm-hmm. you know. Well, that's the way the fences was built back then in them days. But now in my days, when I came along, they wasn't building no railing fences.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some was already built.
Mm-hmm.
I see them.
Mm-hmm.
I know how they were built because I see them.
Oh, because, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now with the wire, what?
Just put on posts and nail a wire to, just like you see around
each,
here.
Just like you see around
uh-huh.
here, to each post?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They'd have, And the wire would be fastened to
the post. You have to nail it.
Every
you know.
Single other,
every, no, every post.
Like this, I guess it's next door.
Mm-hmm.
You, this little white, low white fence.
Oh, she put that there. You can have, even buy those, you know.
Oh, you can buy those.
Buy those little fences.
Oh,
no, I didn't never see none of that. Mm-hmm. I never see none of that. Mm-hmm. Not back way back then. Now, all this stuff you see right here, you know, excuse me, where now? And post is just late stuff, you know.
It's late stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever see a fence or a rock fence or anything? Did people ever?
No, I didn't see that, not when I was growing up. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would they?
Because I don't see it wasn't somewhere, but I just didn't
mm-hmm.
see it,
mm-hmm.
a rock fence. Mm-hmm.
Well, what would they use to carry water in?
They used a bucket and kegs, because mm-hmm. we used to have what you call a water boy carrying a spring of water, but they had wooden kegs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what they had. Then sometime when a big lot of people, they had a boy ride a horse, but I'd be working out by the day then,
mm-hmm.
and he would tote the water on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people.
Mm-hmm. What would the bucket be made out of?
The same thing now. It was just galvanized
mm-hmm.
or tin bucket or something mm-hmm. like that.
What about milk? Would they put that in when you milk the cow, what would
you? Yeah, you had to have what you call a milk pail. It was a galvanized bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about to carry stuff out to the hogs? What would you?
Well, we had an old bucket called a slop can.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just an old bucket, you know. You,
mm-hmm.
you put it in there and carry your slop to your hog, but they had a bale, a wooden bale.
Oh, I see.
What you kept it in.
Oh, that's what you kept it in.
Kept
the
slop in, kept a pail, something
oh.
old, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then you dip it out with an old wooden bucket
mm-hmm.
and carry it and slop your holes mm-hmm. in the trough.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would they have one trough for every?
Well, let's count how many. No. Of course, it'd make them long, 3 or 4
uh-huh.
holes to get to a trough.
Uh-huh.
Let's count how many holes you had.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many troughs you would need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.